Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
And Julie Gunlock of Independent Women's Network is keeping us company all morning long. Julie, thanks for being here. You've made it into the 6 o'clock hour.
Thanks for having me.
In my free time, I like to read, and I like to read specifically thrillers, spy novels, you know, the kind that were made legendary by the likes of the late Vince Flynn and his incredible Mitch Rapp series. And I'm excited to tell you that the 20th in the Mitch Rapp series, Enemy at the Gates, is out. The author now of this incredible series is Kyle Mills. And he joins us now on launch day. Kyle Mills, congratulations. This is a great book.
Oh, well, thank you.
This is the 20th. This is your sixth, though, since the passing of Vince Flynn. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. No, maybe seventh, actually. I think it might be the seventh.
That's great. And I got to tell you, and again, this is, it's always hard for me, Kyle, because I don't want to give any spoilers out. I have the advantage of having read this. So I want to talk about it a little bit without any spoilers. Let me first start by saying, I got to say, this may have more humor than I've ever seen in any of the Mitch Rapp. Wait, I was laughing out loud at some of the scenes in this book because you sort of found a lot of humor in Mitch Rapp's character now as he starts to age a little bit.
Yeah, I've always liked that in a book or even in movies where you have a lot of tension, and that's a good way to sort of break it, make everybody relax a little bit, and then you can build that tension back up. Plus, it's just fun. So
it is. I got it. There's, and again, it's not going to be a spoiler, but Mitch Rapp is rappelling down. Or he's not rappelling, but he's basically dangling from the bottom of a cable from a helicopter, and they're sort of pendulum swinging in him into this cave on a rock face. And he tumbles in, and the reason he has to do this is because the guy he's trying to rescue made it very difficult for him to rescue him and was very obstinate. So he rolls into the cave, and then he goes over to the guy he was rescuing, and he just smacks him across the head. I just started laughing out loud as I read it. It was very funny.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I don't plan those things. You know, Mitch is such a real character. You know, I've known him like all fans have since he was in college, and he just kind of does those things. I put it in my outline, well, that he, you know, he's mad or whatever. And then all of a sudden he takes on a life of his own and just walked up and smacked the guy in the head.
Much of the story, this is not a spoiler, you'll discover it in the first chapter of the book. You pick up a little bit from your last book, which, of course, focused on this is pre-coronavirus, pre-COVID-19, but you focused on a terrorist plot to spread a SARS-like virus in North America. You pick up here with a book showing scientists who are working on creating a remedy and creating a vaccination for all types of coronavirus, including the common cold. Was that, obviously it was a conscious decision to sort of keep that, a little bit of that storyline going, considering it's what we're all talking about.
Right. Yeah. So I wrote a book called Lethal Agent. It was 2 books ago, and it was before the coronavirus, but it was about, you know, a bat-borne coronavirus out of the Middle East, and so very similar in the end to the coronavirus. And I did want to pick up on that because that, obviously, that had ramifications in what I call the Rapverse, which is sort of the alternate universe that Mitch Rapp is in. And to me, these books, I don't think of this as being 20 books. I think of Mitch Rapp as the series being one long book.
Yeah.
You know, that just follows him through his life. So this was kind of an obvious, every book, you know, builds on the universe that's already been created.
In the last several books, I mean, Mitch Rapp is getting older. I don't think he ages quite the same way as his readers age necessarily. But he reminds me of Tom Brady at this point. You know, he's still able to get it done and you sort of marvel at it. But he's spending a lot of time sort of thinking about his future and whether he can keep this up.
Yeah. And that's, again, you know, the sort of the arc of the character from college to now as a seasoned operative who's getting a little older, and the world is changing too. You know, the world is really different even than when I took over, and the United States is very different, and he has to find his place in it. And, You know, exactly. Tom Brady's a great analogy because you think he can still get it done, but I'll bet the next morning he's really regretting it.
Kyle Bills is our guest. He's now the author of the Vince Flynn series, the Mitch Rapp series by the late Vince Flynn. And again, I just want to reiterate this. This may be the most entertaining and engaging of Mr. Mills's books. And that's saying something because I've really enjoyed your take on the Mitch Rapp series. It's fantastic. Thank you for correcting me, by the way. I forgot the last book had to do with a terror attack on our power electricity grid and our infrastructure. And what resulted in America losing much of its power grid was a bit of chaos and some, you know, you sort of reflect on how fragile our country is and how fragile our systems of government are. When that attack on the power grid sort of throws so much of our nation into chaos. And as a result of that, we find, and again, without too many spoilers, we find a new president who's come in where the people have really wanted to go in a different direction to try to find some renewal in their government. And I found that to be interesting. Your sort of bird's eye view of our society and American voters, what they look to in our government at various times in our history.
Yeah, and so the power outage kind of was nationwide, and I think people got a really good picture of what would happen in a smaller slice with Texas. That my book came out right before the Texas power grid went down.
Yep.
And exactly, you know, you have a reaction by the American people to try to put somebody in who they have confidence in, who is very powerful after a large disaster, which I think maybe is a reaction that people would have. Plus, it creates an interesting challenge for Mitch, which I like throwing new things at him. And he's always had good relationships with the presidents he's served. And this one really dislikes him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another part of getting older and how is he going to handle that?
There's also a formidable first lady who is very much involved in the machinations of the White House as well. So that's some fun intrigue, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that storyline develops too. Kyle Mills, I got to ask you, so you write a book about a bat virus that, takes over the country. You write a book about a power, and then coronavirus happens. You write a book about a power outage, and then the Texas thing happens. Can you give us a hint about what's going to happen in the news 6 months from now? Because you seem to have a good feel.
No, this one, I swear this book, I thought, I'm not going to write about any kind of a disaster because I'm starting to get worried.
All right. So I appreciate that. I got to ask you, the book is called Enemy at the Gates, by the way. It launches today. You're going to want it. If you love the Mitch Rapp series or any of these styles of books, you're going to love this. I guarantee it. I'll give you your money back. Wait, I didn't say that. Never mind. Talk to Kyle. He'll give you your money back. He's got more than me. I was reading about this. You love your rock climbing is your passion. And Mitch Rapp finds himself on some cliff faces at various times in this book. Climbing. Have you injected some of your own interest there into Mitch's abilities?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I like writing about things that I've experienced because I think I can bring a bit of a richness to it. It's also one of the reasons some of this book is set in Africa, because I couldn't travel during coronavirus, and I like to write about places I've been or preferably while I'm there. So I could do that one from memory, and I've actually, those places where he's climbing and some places I've been. So I had a really a good idea of what it would be like.
Well, you already answered my last question. I was going to ask you how you researched it, because you paint vivid pictures of these remote African locations. And there you go. You've been there. Kyle Mills, we got to leave it there. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. There's much more about this book that I'd love to get into. Well done. Congratulations.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Again, it's Enemy at the Gates. It's out today. It's the latest in the Vince Flynn Mitch Rapp series. And yes, you are going to love this book.